battle it by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Thursday, April 3rd, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, yesterday, 4 o'clock in the Rose Garden, Donald Trump rolled out Liberation Day. The reciprocal tariffs on 181 foreign countries and territories. China, Canada, Mexico, European Union, all of them. We're sick and tired of the American people, the American government being taken advantage of, ended yesterday at 4 o'clock. Roughly at about 4:18, Donald Trump called up Brian Pannebaker. Brian is a good patriot brother, friend. I've stayed at his home numerous times when having to do the show the next morning after a meeting. Love him and his wife, Noreen, the boys, great Americans. Well, Donald Trump recognized Brian Pannebaker as being a leader of the UAW Workers for Trump, called him up to the podium, gave him a couple minutes to speak. Brian, if you're listening, you hit it out of the park, brother. You represented us well. Said basically, grew up in Macomb County, UAW member. Over the years, saw many plants close in southeastern Michigan. Said, we, the UAW workers, are totally behind President Trump in these tariffs because we know they will bring companies back. They will bring jobs back. They will bring product back. And Michigan is ready to explode when those companies decide to start making their vehicles here in the United States. It's unfortunate that Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the Democrats repealed right to work, reinstated the prevailing wage law, still have high corporate taxes, high income taxes, high regulations, but these tariffs are going to absolutely trigger companies coming back to America. You make your products here in America, no tariffs. You make them anywhere else in the world, we're going to charge you when you bring your products into our country. They do it to us, well, we're going to start doing it to them. And the stock market is down this morning roughly about 3%. The Dow futures right now down 1,260 points to 41,232. Basically, remember that number today. 41,000 in the Dow. Now, it's interesting because most of the companies that are down the most Chinese-based companies. Companies that use a lot of Chinese products. Walmart down, Best Buy down, Apple, where they make most of their products in China, taking some hits. Well, guess what? It's going to stabilize. And Donald Trump's going to do what Donald Trump does the best. He will start negotiating. Time for new trade deals with the world. I absolutely applaud and totally support what Donald Trump's doing. Surprise, surprise, right? Short break, we'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one on this kind of laid-back Thursday. Not a whole lot going on in Lansing. We've got a few stories lined up, but basically reacting to Donald Trump's Liberation Day yesterday. Going down in history, he said April 2nd, 2025, will mark the day in our American history that we basically began the golden age of America. This is the beginning of making America wealthy again. Now, one thing you have to understand, this is very, very critically important. If you hear anybody bad-mouthing Trump or bad-mouthing these tariffs, you tell them that they need to do a little history, do a little research. Go back to when President William McKinley was president of the United States. Many, many people said that he was the king of tariffs. Now, you have to understand the history. Our founding fathers, when they created our government, the United States of America, we won the Revolutionary War. We fought for our independence. We won. They then had to come up with a rule book on how to run the federal government. There was no IRS. There was no income tax. They did not tax us Americans. What did they do? They had tariffs in place. Tariffs on products coming into America. United Kingdom, you want to sell your tea here? We're charging you a tariff. It created revenue to fund the federal government. Any products that we were exporting, like cotton, tobacco, whatever, foreign countries were charging us a tariff on our goods going into their countries. Tariffs, trade agreements, began way back when this country was first founded. That's how we funded the federal government, which was at the time very, very, very small. There weren't all these bureaucratic agencies like we have today. We didn't have Homeland Security. We didn't have FBI. We didn't have CIA. We didn't have any of that. We didn't even have any type of real armed forces other than the militias from the individual states. It began to grow. Well, as we went forward, entering into the Civil War over slavery, basically, 1860 to 1865, President Abraham Lincoln. Then we went into the rebuilding reconstruction era of the 1870s, the 1880s. The absolutely phenomenal economy we had heading into basically early 1900s, 1910. During that time, with tariffs being paid to America by foreign countries that wanted to sell their goods to us, we had more money than you can imagine. Wealthy individuals, Rockefeller, Vanderbilt, the list goes on and on and on, who built the skyscrapers using American steel. The economy was roaring. Remember the Roaring Twenties? Well, fast forward to 1913. Woodrow Wilson, a grand wizard of the KKK, liberal, worldwide progressive, the worst legislative year in the history of our country, bar none, the worst, 1913. What happened in 1913? Well, he created the Federal Reserve. That was number one, letting them have complete control of our monetary interest market. Then basically some brilliant idea came about. We need to implement an income tax. 16th Amendment. The Congress shall have the power to lay and collect taxes on income from whatever source derived without apportionment among the several states and without regard to any census or enumeration. Are you kidding? We started at that point in 1913 getting away from tariff system of funding our government to charging the American people income tax. That's where the decline started, folks. As we got further and further and further away from tariffs, funding our federal government, our federal programs, and charging us, we the people, an income tax. Originally, that year was 1%. Look what it has grown to today. While we got away from the tariffs, other foreign countries didn't. They've maintained their tariff system on our products. Canada, our dairy and beef, 200, 250, 300% of our dairy products and beef going into Canada. What do we charge them? Hardly anything. It's unfair. It is completely unfair. So guess what? Donald Trump says, we're going back to tariffs. We're going to go back to the system our founding fathers had, our previous president, President McKinley. We're going back to the old world way of funding Washington. Any monies that Washington sends to the states are going to be funded with tariffs. When this fully kicks in, folks, and these tariffs start coming in, because they will want to continue selling their products in America. Trust me, that's not going away. Why? Because we are the number one consumer in the world. Bar none, the United States of America consumes more products than any other country in the world. Well, wait a minute, Randy. What about China with all those people? 4 or 5 times the population of the United States. Nope. We consume more than the Chinese people do. Why? Because they don't have our standard of living. They don't have our income. They do not have Social Security, retirement, monthly payments directly deposited into people's bank accounts to live on. Retired people in America on a fixed income, maybe just Social Security alone. Everybody has one, if not two, cars. They have cell phones. They have computers. They have internet. They have big screen TVs. We enjoy a standard of living, folks, in this country that is by far number one in the world. Period. They want access to us as consumers. Well, guess what? You want to sell your products in America? You're going to pay a tariff at the border. The amount of money that's going to start coming into the U.S. Treasury is going to be huge. And Donald Trump said yesterday in the Rose Garden, it's very simple. You don't want to pay the tariffs? Build the plant in America. Put Americans to work. Build it in America, you pay zero tariffs. You make cars in foreign lands, you're going to pay a tariff to bring your vehicles into America. You've been doing it to us forever. Well, it's reciprocation day. We are going to have reciprocal tariffs in place very soon. And Donald Trump is getting phone calls. Bibi Netanyahu, Israel. Okay, well, thank you, Mr. President Trump, for bringing this to our attention. we're eliminating 100% all the tariffs we had on American products coming into Israel. Nope. No more tariffs. Will not charge us any tariffs for our goods going into Israel. So you know what the tariff is on Israel products coming into America? Zero. It's that simple. And this Canadian prime minister thinks that he's going to get into a tariff war with Donald Trump, and he honestly thinks he's going to win. Well, we're going to reciprocate as well. We're going to increase our tariffs on American products coming into Canada. Well, guess what? We're going to raise yours on your products coming into America. You want a war? Bring it. And I got news for you, Prime Minister of Canada. You do not want to enter into a tariff war with Donald Trump. Donald Trump will win. You will lose. It's that simple. Canada needs us more than we need Canada. They open up their markets. You know what? I didn't even know this, but Donald Trump mentioned it in his speech yesterday. Did you know that Australia has banned our beef from going into their country? But yet they sell $3 billion a year of Australian beef coming into America. What, our beef farmers can't produce enough beef? We got to buy from Australia? No, it's just that in the economy, they can charge less for their beef and still be profitable because of the difference in the value of the American dollar versus the Australian dollar. Well, guess what? Now you're talking about currency manipulation. Donald Trump is all over this. Donald Trump is all over this. And you have to understand one very key important thing. Donald Trump has history on his side. Backing the bus up all the way to our founding fathers and then going back to President McKinley. And what happened in America during that time? Prosperity, growth, huge, huge investments. Then we entered into 1913. Income tax started. And oh, by the way, that same year, 17th Amendment. Our two U.S. senators that were supposed to represent our states were elected back then by our state legislators, whoever controlled the House and the Senate. Well, it went to the people, and that also started the decline of America. We're going to finish this up on the other side. Bottom of the hour news of hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan.